Now, how about a large cloth sack of rough material? Maybe you put 100 pounds of fertilizer or grain.
Well, it's a feed sack.
Now, did you ever hear of any other, you know, of any other terms for that? Kind of a sack.
What is it?
Some
call
grass sacks and
burlap.
Burlap bag.
Sure. But how, there's another term I'll bet you know too. That I'll bet you both know.
I don't recall it.
How about toe sack?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Would you ever use that term?
Yes. We might say a toe sack.
Okay. But never a croaker sack.
No. No, I haven't heard that.
Now, see, that's one of the terms that's very useful in separating the speech of Tennessee and northern Georgia. Tennessee and northern Georgia get toe sack, but at the Chattahoochee River, in the Chattahoochee River South, nobody says toe sack virtually.
What do they say?
Croaker sack.
Oh.
Croaker sack or crocus sack.
No, I never heard of
if
that.
If they pronounce their R's, they say croaker, and if they don't, they say crocus.
Oh.
So it's, you know, it's, that's a bit. Toe sack, I think, is a North Carolina word. How about the amount of corn or meal or water that you could carry to a mill at one time?
I don't know.
Did you ever use the term a turn? Is that a turn of corn? Is that at all familiar to you?
No.
How about the amount of wood you could carry in both arms like this?
Arm load.
Okay. And how about not a full load on a wagon? Would you have a special name for a half load or a partial load? Anything?
Not to me.
Okay.
You need Carl Wolfe.
The light goes out. You have to put in a new
bulb.
And the whole thing would be a. That's right.
New bulb.
Yeah. What kind of?
Light bulb.
Right. You say it again, I might have heard.
Light bulb.
Okay. And then, do your laundry, you're hanging it outside, you take the wet clothes outside and,
you hang them up.
And you carry them out in a...
I'm trying to think of the word, maybe you won't. We carry them out in just a basket.
That's the word I wanted. So that's fine. Did you have, is there
clothes something? Basket.
All right. Now this is something like a barrel, but much smaller, and used for when nails, for example, come this small.
A keg.
Right. And something you put in the top of a bottle.
A cork.
All right. Now would that have to be made of cork to be called that? Or could it
no,
be?
Not so.
All right. Could be made of rubber.
Mm-hmm.
Something, a musical instrument you blow on about this long, has reeds in it.
You're talking about the French harp?
Yeah. Okay. Now, the one you hold between your teeth and twang?
That's a...
Juice harp.
Okay. And the part of a wagon that goes up between two horses.
Tongue.
And the part of the wagon in the back that the horses pull on, it's right up against the...
I don't know. I know what you're talking about.
Do you remember
right behind the horses?
Well, there's a double tree and a single tree. I just wanted to... sometimes they're called whipple trees or whiffle trees or swingle trees. You're not familiar with those?
No.
Okay. And the parts of a buggy that go up on either side of a horse. All right. And the steel rim of a wheel, the steel part of a wheel.
Would that be called a hook?
It could be, I suppose, or I use the word rim. It could be called the rim too.
Yeah, I'd say more the rim of the wheel.
Okay. Do you know the term felly?
No.
At all? Okay. And a man's going back and forth with wood in his wagon. You'd say he was doing what? He was.
Well, in the days when they used wagon, I'd say they were toting it.
Okay. They'd use that for a. What would they use now?
Hauling it.
Okay, but you think of toting meaning the same thing?
Toting is carrying something or transporting it. From.
Okay, and they cut a tree down in the field, and now they have, they drag it off. Today they drag it off. Yesterday they
drug it.
Okay, and